Hi there, and welcome to Voyage, the name of the tune that you're hearing as the theme song with Stan Getz there on saxophone. This is Voyage, yes indeed, on CKUW. 3 hours of jazz between now and 1 o'clock. My name's Keith Black, and as always, today will be a mix of new and a little bit of historical material. I hope you can stay tuned. It's winter now in Winnipeg. It certainly is quite cold, and I know we dodged a bunch of bullets in the fall with beautiful weather, and this is more sort of normal, and I think I can safely guarantee we're going to have a white Christmas. Anyhow, take some time, if you have that time today, to just listen to some great music for the next little while, and I will try not to disappoint in providing you with some of the best in the current world of jazz. I'll start by going through the playlist briefly, and then I'll come back and do a more detailed introduction to each of the artists, starting with trumpeter Jason Palmer with a brand new album of his. Following that, the group is called Out of Into, which is an interesting group, put together by Blue Note, and there's a little sort of backstory there, and I'll get to that in due course. Following that, the duo album of Angel and Crane, it's a very neat album. I've sampled bits of it before. I'll talk about that for a while, and after that, pianist and keyboardist Diane Roblin with a brand new album with her group called Life Force. Then my historical segment, my historical segment is Joe Zawinul, this is an interesting album that's probably the gentlest almost of the Zawinul albums that I've played with Weather Report or whatever else. It's simply called Zawinul, and I will get to that, and I'll play a set from that album later on. Then a trio made up of Satoko Fuji, Natsuki Tamura, and Lopez. Fuji Tamura Lopez trio. And it is really something. The leader, Satoko Fuji, is always worth a listen, and this is indeed worthy of that. Following that, another brand new album with a group called The Fury. That's sort of terrifying, right? And I'll end with a bit of a set, hopefully, depending on the time, from the newest album by The Bad Plus in its latest iteration. So there's the whole story in a nutshell. Now we'll get back to the beginning. Jason Palmer is a trumpeter with a very good background. He has what's called a personal voice by the critics. He has a new album called The Crossover, Live in Brooklyn. And that's trumpeter Jason Palmer with saxophonist Mark Turner, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. An interesting quartet, and this is some really neat stuff. And this album, as I say, is brand new. It came out a couple of days ago, probably, and it is a pretty good album. I'm going to play probably the longest track, I think, on the album. But it's they dig in for a while and get a chance each of them to share their voice. Track is called It Very Well May Be So, and you can do with that whatever. That covers a lot of ground on that title. Here is Jason Palmer from The Crossover, Live in Brooklyn. It Very Well May Be So. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was trumpeter Jason Palmer and his band from the crossover Live in Brooklyn. That track was called It Very Well Maybe So. And it is 10:17 here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, live in the studio. Streamed live at CKUW.ca and archived there so that you can catch up on former shows, if that is your wish, or you can listen live without having to be in front of a radio, so specifically radio. Anyhow, back to a different group. Now, this is interesting. The group is called Out of Into, Out of / Into. It started its life earlier this year to a quintet that was put together to celebrate Blue Note album, Blue Note label's 85th anniversary. And it was just known as the Blue Note Quintet, put together to celebrate the 85th anniversary of one of the probably ultimately, along with Columbia and a couple of others, historically the most incredible record album label that has been gracing the jazz world for all these decades. So later on in this year, they decided they didn't want to call it the Blue Note Quintet anymore, so they called it Out of Into, Out of / Into. And it's what they call an all-star collective quintet, which has Gerald Clayton on piano, alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, Joel Ross on vibes, Kendrick Scott on drums, and Matt Brewer on bass. And as well as honoring the 85th anniversary of Blue Note, they're now sort of stepping out on their own. And how long this group will last or if they'll continue to record is unknown, at least to me at this point. But they are carrying on in this iteration some of the history of Blue Note, which has been carrying on the jazz tradition for all these 85 years. So I'm going to play this. I need to say, by the way, as with the first album I played, this actually was released, I think, 3 days ago or 4 days ago. So this is brand new. I'm going to play three tracks. One is called Ofafril, then Gabaldon's Glide, and Radical is the third one. So here is Out of Into from their album, which is called Motion One. inspired and set up to celebrate the 85th anniversary of the record label Blue Note. That was a quintet that was called, when it started, the Blue Note Quintet, but they wanted to expand from that sort of specific identification, and they're now known as Out of Into, a very neat quintet there, and that's their brand new record, just came out a few days ago, and it is a way of allowing Blue Note to, in its many different ways of expressing jazz, to continue to do so in a way that says, thanks and hey, that was great, 85 years, let's keep going. Into, out of there. And it's 10:40 Central Time here in the Winnipeg winter version of Voyage here this morning. It's definitely winter now, and I'm sure that is really not news to anybody listening here. My name's Keith Black, and as always, trying to provide you with 3 hours of the best in the world of jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays here. Well, moving now to a different approach to the whole concept of sound. I've sampled a couple of tracks from this album before. It's by Angle and Crane, Simon Angle and Thomas Crane. They work out of Montreal. And they've teamed up here for the first time on this this really neat album. Angle plays guitars, bass, and synthesizer, while Crane plays drums, percussion, drum programming, synths, and vibraphone. And on this album, they add vocalist Sarah Rossi on some tracks, and also on flute player Charlotte Grieve as well on several tracks. Now, this album was put together by having that group of people record for a few days using, as it says in the notes, recorded with as many microphones and inputs as possible, end quote. After 6 days of improvising, they had 40 hours of material. And then Angle and Crane worked through all this material to hone it down to form enough for this album, at least. There might be another. I mean, they had 40 hours after all, and this album is not that long. So it's really a blend of improvised jazz, electronics put together and mixed delicately and really quite effectively. I mentioned in a review I wrote that a lot of people sort of say, oh yeah, you mess with this too much and it's not real anymore. Well, it is. And I also mentioned in that review that great mixers like Columbia Records' Teo Macero, who did almost all the mixing for Miles Davis, for example, would listen to this album and say, yeah, they got this right. It's still working really well. So you get electronic underpinnings, you get all sorts of different moods, and it is a fascinating album. I'm going to play three tracks. They're very short. Hessa Frederick, Yellow Diamond, and Subsequent Flooding. Here's Angle and Crane from their sort of self-named album, and we will hear three fascinating mixes.
Yeah.
There was a set from the self-named album of Engel and Crean, guitarist and drummer, respectively, who have recorded hours and hours of improvised music and then mixed it in the way that you just heard. It's a very adventurous, and I think this it really works well. There's there obviously... the sound business and the jazz business, is all the recorded sound world, has been messing around with sound for as long as it's been in business, and so the effect of what is real and what isn't real is it's a mug's game to even try and figure that out. It's whether or not the sound and the music that you're hearing is worth listening to, however it got there, and. I think that music is worth listening to, and I think it's very creative, and the tracks mix from everything from sort of a hard-edged, rocky type sound to a gentle melodic stuff, and you're going to hear more of that album, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. It's one of my it's on my best 10 of, I think, for the year, and you'll be hearing more of that. And it's almost the end of our first hour today. I can't believe it. It's 10:57 already. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Another change of pace and another brand new album now with pianist, also plays Rhodes and keyboards, Diane Roblin. And her group is called Life Force. And the Life Force is Kevin Turcotte on trumpet and flugelhorn, John Johnson on soprano and alto, Jeff LaRochelle on tenor and bass clarinet, George Collar on acoustic and electric bass, and Tim Shea on drums. This is a neat album. And I don't think, or at least I'm betting, that the name Diane Roblin is not really at the top of your known list of jazz pianists, but she's pretty good. And here's a set from Diane Roblin and Life Force. The first track is called Ladyfinger, then the title track, with it, which is called Breath of Fresh Air, and that's the title of the album. And then now, so here and now.